Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
613 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryant, Austin Price with you on this Tuesday afternoon. Don't forget, Bands on the Beach cranking up in less than an hour. Right now should be a pretty interesting night out there. The Knee Deep Band is playing on the Casino Beach Pavilion stage. You can bring those beach chairs and blankets. Just leave the pets and glass at home. That's all I ask. Let's go ahead and check out the three important things you need to know about this afternoon.
Number one.
Kate, the new details have emerged regarding three lawsuits initiated by Jay Hospital and Baptist Healthcare. In February, it was reported that several hospital employees captured unauthorized and demeaning photos of three patients without their consent. These images were allegedly shared on the social media platform Snapchat. Zalzauer Law is currently offering a $5,000 reward to the first individual who can provide photographs that are corroborated and verified as authentic.
Number two.
The ongoing government shutdown is now affecting the final month of scheduled October practices for the Blue Angels. This week, the team appears to be conducting unscheduled practices on board in AS Pensacola. Fans have gathered at the Target parking lot on Blue Angel Parkway to watch these off-schedule sessions.
Number three.
The 90th Pensacola Interstate Fair making its return this week. Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons confirmed new safety measures will be in place with six camera towers, drones, over 60 uniform and plainclothes deputies, a clear bag, and a no weapons policy. Opening day for the fair, Thursday, 4 o'clock. Should be fun.
Absolutely. With us knocking on the door of 6:15 here, we'll go ahead and get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you this hour. And I'm hoping to see a lot of our issues. Hoping to see that a lot of them have subsided with it being so late in the afternoon slash evening. But it's been a pretty eventful day for the first 2 hours here. Still got a few spots lingering. I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. We do have a little wave of congestion there, but it's a shell of what it used to be. And as for Gulf Beach Highway, that's also lessened, but there is still some backups if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Those are your worst looking spots right now. Outside of that, there's hopefully not much holding you up for too long. As for your weather, we are sub-80. Officially 79 degrees, low of 65 tonight. It's been sunny, mostly clear for the last several days, and it's going to be for the rest of your work week. As for tomorrow in particular, your high sitting just at around 85 degrees.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Daycare worker was charged with felony money laundering. She was charged, then the charges were dropped, but she says she's already damaged her reputation.
But it's already too late. In the world's eyes, I've already been prosecuted.
Well, Rasha Hill said she was accused of laundering drug money through her daycare business. The charges were recently dropped, like I said. FDLE does say the investigation remains alive.
I had over 100 and something kids, 22 employees between the two centers. And that many people without jobs, close to 150 kids, nowhere to go.
Well, one thing we do know, FDLE is continuing that investigation as it continues.
And an investigation is underway after a semi-trailer fire at a local tire shop took place. Fire crews were called to Smith's Tires on North Pace Boulevard Monday evening, where they found a trailer of used tires burning behind the building. Firefighters were able to contain the fire after around 15 minutes. Nobody was hurt, and the damage was contained to the trailer.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Today, October 14th, is officially observed as a National Day of Remembrance for Charlie Kirk. Florida Senator Rick Scott introduced a resolution in September to establish the designation, which received Senate approval. Additionally, House Bill 125 was filed on October 8th. If it is enacted by the legislature, the bill will take effect beginning July 1st, 2026.
And then just an absolutely horrid story here. A Pinellas County woman accused of forcing her 11-year-old daughter to appear in child porn videos. The 35-year-old mother faces more than 40 charges. Sheriff Bob Galtieri says that she's believed to have sent the videos to a man she met online. Some of the charges she's facing could lead to the death penalty under a new state law that allows capital punishment for child rapists.
An old-school Florida tourist attraction has shut down their doors after 70 years in business. Kind of a sad story here. Tom Rigotti has more on News Radio 92.3.
The Miami Sea Aquarium has closed. It gained international fame as the filming location for the 1960s TV series Flipper and thrilled generations of tourists with trained dolphin and orca shows. These folks say they'll miss the attraction.
It's the culture of Miami, man. Leave Miami's aquarium alone.
I love it. Like, it's actually really cool to see the dolphins there.
But Sunday's closure of the park that opened in 1955 was celebrated by animal rights activists who had lobbied for decades to free the marine mammals inside. The park was beloved by those who grew up visiting the landmark, but plagued by persistent animal welfare complaints. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And a new bill would require Florida teachers to take an oath. House Bill 147 was filed Monday by State Representative Tom Fabricio. It would require teachers to abide by a constitutional oath before being allowed to teach in the state. If passed, the bill would become law on July 1st of next year.
Wildlife officials conducting an investigation after a driver allegedly ran over a flock of birds. This happened down at Port Canaveral. Fox affiliate WOFL Channel 35 down in Orlando's Esther Bauer is in Brevard County and spoke to Ken Smith, who is a volunteer with Wild Florida Rescue, who responded to the incident.
Dozens of dead shorebirds battered with broken wings and hardly any chance of survival.
It was obvious something really went wrong because there were a lot of seabirds.
Several species of seabirds were all left to die in the cargo area at Port Canaveral.
Minimum 3 to 5 species of shorebirds were all involved.
FWC says the birds were hit and killed by someone driving in the area. 35 died on scene. 13 had to be euthanized. Only one survived and is being treated at the Florida Wildlife Hospital. FWC tells us they looked at video evidence, physical evidence, and talked to witnesses already. They also have a suspect who's already been interviewed by authorities.
And he's known as Florida's Deacon of Death, and he was executed by lethal injection tonight. Samuel Smithers was executed for the 1996 murders of two women in Hillsborough County. He was convicted of killing Christy Cohen and Denise Roach, whose bodies were found in a pond behind a vacant home. 72-year-old Smithers was the 14th person executed in the state this year.
619 News Radio 92.3, life in prison for the matriarch of a wealthy Florida family convicted in the hiring killing of her ex-son-in-law. This is quite a case, quite a story. Here's Lisa Lucera.
Donna Adelson was found guilty last month of first-degree murder, conspiracy, and solicitation. In addition to the life sentence on the murder charge, he faces an additional 30 years for the other two counts to be served consecutively. Her former son-in-law, Daniel Markle, a prominent Florida State University law professor, was in a bitter custody battle with Adelson's daughter when he was shot and killed at his home in Tallahassee. Adelson, who's 75, made an emotional plea at sentencing, swearing she's innocent, and called her trial a miscarriage of justice. She claims the jury was swayed by years of negative media coverage and has promised to appeal. Lisa Lucera, Fox News.
620 on the nose here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. When we return in just a few minutes, we'll get another quick check of your roads and weather, along with some hard-hitting national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3. Stick around.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Love electronics? Join the award-winning team at ADX Communications, home of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN 1330, and Pensacola's Playlist. We're looking for an experienced electronics technician who can keep our stations running smooth, from the studio to the transmitter tower. Competitive pay, great benefits, and a fun, fast-paced team environment. Apply today at catcountry987.com. That's catcountry987.com. ADX is an equal opportunity employer.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a lot about the protests at City Hall in Pensacola over the Drag Queen Christmas. This has become a growing and ongoing controversy, both sides actually being represented fairly well in the conversation. Wheel of Fortune was preempted locally due to baseball, but we watched it. It is available online. You can watch it at our Facebook page, and we talked about the content promoting Pensacola. Love seeing the Blue Angels on the prize wheel. Very cool. You can listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app. Tap that app to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola right now.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
623 News Radio 92.3. An influential report out with projections for the global economy as policymakers gather in Washington today. Lillian Wu all over this story.
The International Monetary Fund revealing its latest forecasts on the world economy, saying it's shown unexpected resilience in the face of President Trump's tariffs, which have so far proven less disruptive than expected, but also saying the full impact is still emerging. The IMF projecting that the U.S. economy will expand 2% this year. That's slightly higher than the 1.9% forecast in July. It believes the global economy will grow 3.2% this year, up from a 3% estimate in July. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
All right. It is 6:24. Stocks any mixed today? Not a bad day on the market. Not a great day, but not a bad day. Hillary Barsky's got your numbers.
A choppy trading session with stocks ending mixed, but the Dow rebounded following steep earlier losses after U.S.-China trade tensions re-escalated. While speaking at an economic conference, Fed Chair Jerome Powell said a sharp slowdown in hiring poses a growing risk to the U.S. economy, a sign that the central bank will likely cut its key interest rate two more times this year. The Dow winners, Caterpillar, American Express, and Home Depot. The Dow decliners, Goldman Sachs, NVIDIA, and Salesforce. The Dow rising 203 points, the Nasdaq down 173, S&P 500 down 10. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
6:25, I think we got over the worst of the traffic situations, didn't we, Austin?
Yes, I am very happy to report.
Weather's not bad either, right?
Oh, no, the weather's been great. But I am very happy to report that for the first time this afternoon, I am seeing next to no congestion anywhere. If you are dealing with problems wherever you may be, they shouldn't hold you up for long. And thank you for staying safe out there. And I cannot stress this part enough. Please continue to do so on your way home tonight. It has been an eventful, very busy day on the roads for us here at News Radio 92.3. As for your weather, yes, Chris, that as you hinted at, that has been going beautifully. 79 degrees, low of 65 tonight. Sunny, mostly clear for the last several days. And that's how it's going to be for the next several, the remainder of your work week, to be exact. Tomorrow's high, only sitting at around 85.
Been quite a weekend for the folks up in the north. Northeast, I should say. Locals along the East Coast faced severe weather conditions this past weekend due to strong nor'easter. Brandi Campbell, she's still in Virginia Beach this afternoon with the details on News Radio 92.3.
Over the weekend in Virginia Beach, we felt the brunt of the impacts from the nor'easter, from some rain, the wind impacts, coastal flooding, and of course, the rough ocean conditions. On Sunday, an offshore buoy measured up to 12-foot waves and winds peaked around 51 miles per hour. Thankfully, rain wasn't a big factor for us as we had about an inch and a half measured at some weather stations around town. I met a visitor who said he traveled to the coast just to experience the nor'easter. Another resident says for him, nor'easters tend to have a worse impact than hurricanes. stick with us on Fox Weather for those continued updates. For now, in Virginia Beach, in Virginia, I'm Brandi Campbell for Fox Weather.
President Trump says he's in the process of shutting down programs popular with Democrats amid the ongoing government shutdown. He told reporters today that he's going to release a list of the programs on the chopping block this Friday. He said the programs are socialist and semi-communist and that they're never coming back.
Veterans groups are calling on Congress to ensure servicemen and women are paid, even during the government shutdown. Fox's Grinnell Scott has more.
Kyle Ann Hunter, CEO of Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America, said even before this current shutdown,
nearly half of our active duty service members are living paycheck to paycheck.
While President Trump has told the Pentagon to use available funds to pay them, these groups say that can't be sustained. They call on Congress to reopen government and, more importantly, pass the Pay Our Troops Act. Tom Porter with Blue Star Family said it will ensure
our military is paid during a shutdown. We can't let our service members and their families become casualties of this political gridlock.
The Pay Our Troops Act was introduced but did not go up for a vote before the House adjourned prior to the shutdown. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
President Trump warning that the U.S. will get involved if Hamas does not lay down their weapons. Trump told reporters that if the militant group does not disarm, in his words, we will disarm them. He would not offer any more details when pressed. Hamas laying down their weapons is the next phase of Trump's Middle East peace plan.
SpaceX launched another one of its Starship rockets on a test flight Monday afternoon as it continues taking steps to eventually send people on to Mars. Jonathan Searay has more from Atlanta.
Starship's 11th test flight was a success. NASA is counting on SpaceX to create a lunar lander version of the giant rocket in time for the Artemis 3 mission in 2027, while Blue Origin works on a human lander for Artemis 5 in 2030. Florida Congressman Mike Haradopoulos toured both companies' Space Coast facilities last month and says he's confident the U.S. is on track to beat China to the resource-rich lunar South Pole.
It's not just for American success. I think it's vital that people recognize this is for the world. We share the values of freedom and opportunity and making sure that we look out for our planet. We need to do the same thing with the moon in a smart way.
In Atlanta, Jonathan Searay, Fox News.
Starting today, Meta announced new changes to Instagram, adding more protections for teenagers. Addison Allworth has more.
Meta has built an AI to run over the hundreds of millions of pieces of content that are produced on Instagram every day, and the accounts and individual videos that are not appropriate for teens are removed from their accounts. And parents can now make the standards even more restrictive if they want. This is all a change announced just today. It comes a little more than a year after these teen accounts were first announced, and also shortly after New York City filed a case against all major social media companies, including Meta, saying that they keep kids on their platforms for as long as possible at a detriment to their health in order to make a profit.
Well, according to the National Hurricane Center, there is no anticipated tropical development in the Gulf of America over the next 7 days. A tropical wave is forecast to move off the coast of Africa and may become more organized by the end of the weekend. Weather conditions next week might direct that storm north toward the Bahamas. Not us, the Bahamas.
Yeah, that's important.
Sports coming up in 5. This is News Radio 92.3. Thanks for having us on.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. President Trump honoring the life and legacy of conservative political activist Charlie Kirk at the White House today, a little over a month after his assassination.
It's my privilege to posthumously award Charles James Kirk our nation's highest civilian honor, the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Thank you.
The Turning Point USA founder was fatally shot while hosting an event at Utah Valley University. Today would have been Kirk's 32nd birthday. Counter-protesters arrived at the ICE facility outside Chicago, where demonstrators have been protesting the Trump administration's immigration enforcement operations. Fox's Mike Tobin describes the scene.
Pro-ICE demonstrators showed up here. The anti-ICE demonstrators didn't like that. One of them's got on a dinosaur suit.
Police say the crowd became aggressive and threw objects at officers who deployed tear gas. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Chumba Casino, your online casino for play spins and a chance to score. Must be 21 and over. Terms at ChumbaCasino.com. Pat Kraft must make 2 phone calls in his head coaching search at Penn State. His first call must be to Nick Saban, and because of the NIL era, the legendary coach will say no. Pat's next call then has to be to Urban Meyer, and I'm not so sure what that response would be, but it's a call that has to be made, because if Urban does say yes, then Penn State would actually be a championship contender. I'm Zach Gelb.
fun? Chumba Casino is your go-to game plan. During halftime or overtime, from spinning slots to instant scratch-style cards, it's like running the perfect play. All from home. New players score a free welcome bonus and daily logins with a shot at some serious prizes every time you play. Get in the game and visit ChumbaCasino.com today. Let's Chumba. Sponsored by VGW Group. No purchase necessary. See terms at ChumbaCasino.com. Must be over 21 and present in a state where it's legal to play.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
What does New South Proud mean? It means you can save 35% on windows and doors. And not just any windows and doors. We're talking New South American-made windows and doors that offer premium protection from hurricanes, intruders, and noise. And they're guaranteed for life. Get 35% off American-made windows and doors until October 31st, 2025. Call 800-NEW-WINDOWS. New South Proud! Visit newsouthwindow.com/deal for details.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from cosmetology and plumbing to nursing and aviation airframe mechanics. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for spring semester. Go to pensacolastate.edu. Go here. Get there.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Want to score tickets to see Florida State games in Tallahassee? Just download our News Radio Pensacola app. Then tap the app for your chance to win tickets to FSU home games Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. Each day you enter brings you one step closer to being in the stands. The winner will be announced live at 5:15 p.m. on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Download, then tap that app. The News Radio Pensacola app. And get ready to be in the stands for game day with News Radio 92.3.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
New details have emerged regarding three lawsuits initiated against Jay Hospital and Baptist Healthcare. In February, it was reported that several hospital employees captured unauthorized and demeaning photographs of three patients without their consent. These images were allegedly shared on the social media platform Snapchat. Zarzar Law is currently offering a $5,000 reward to the first individual who can provide photographs that are corroborated and verified as authentic.
Number two.
The ongoing government shutdown now affecting the final month of scheduled October practices for the Blue Angels. This week, the team appears to be conducting unscheduled practices aboard NAS Pensacola. Fans now gathering at the Target parking lot on Blue Angel Parkway to watch these off-scheduled sessions.
Number three.
Bunch of rebels out there.
The 90th Pensacola Interstate Fair making its return this week. Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons confirmed new safety measures will be in place with six camera towers, drones, over 60 uniformed and plainclothed deputies, a clear bag policy, and a no weapons policy. Opening day for the fair is Thursday at 4 p.m.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
All right. This is really kind of a sad type of story. A daycare worker that was charged with felony money laundering has had those charges dropped. But she says it's already damaged her reputation.
But it's already too late. In the world's eyes, I've already been prosecuted.
Rasha Hill said she was accused of laundering drug money through her daycare business.
I had over 100 and something kids, 22 employees between the two centers. And that many people without jobs, close to 150 kids, nowhere to go.
Well, she says FDLE is still looking into that investigation as they have kept it open.
And the semi-log truck crashed into the Alabama and Gulf Coast Railway office building in Cantonment. The truck veered off of Highway 29. It crossed a grassy area and railroad tracks and struck the building, entering an empty break room. It also clipped a car turning at the intersection, damaging its bumper, but that driver escaped unharmed. The building was unoccupied at the time, and FHP is investigating.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Here's Penix, a first and five. Robinson off the right side, breaks free. Bijan Robinson spinning down the sideline, still going. Can they catch him? They cannot. Touchdown, Falcons, 81 yards.
On ESPN, the longest run of Bijan Robinson's career, longest run of the NFL this season. The Falcons upset the Bills 24-14 in Atlanta. Robinson racked up a career-best 238 yards on offense, 170 rushing yards, 68 receiving. Drake London had a big game for Atlanta. 10 catches for 158 yards and a touchdown. Michael Penix passed for 250 yards, one score, no interceptions. Bills quarterback Josh Allen was picked off twice, also threw two touchdown passes. Buffalo, which started the season 4-0, is now 4-2. Atlanta, 3-2. The Falcons, not the only underdog who won last night. The Commanders were favored over the Bears, but Chicago won it on a last-second 38-yard field goal by Jake Moody. Bears 25, Commanders 24. Chicago improved to 3-2, dropped Washington to 3-3. DeAndre Swift ran for 108 yards for Chicago. He also scored on a 55-yard touchdown catch early in the fourth quarter that got Chicago within 2 points. NFL Week 6 in the books. Next game is Thursday. Bengals home against the Steelers. Coaching change. The Tennessee Titans fired Brian Callahan, who only won 4 of 23 games he coached with the team. Senior offensive assistant Mike McCoy named Titans interim coach. Tennessee is 1-5. Baseball, reigning World Series champion Dodgers took Game 1 of the National League Championship Series against the Brewers, 2-1 in Milwaukee. Blake Snell pitched 8 innings and allowed only one hit. He struck out 10. The Brewers loaded the bases in the ninth inning, but Blake Treinen got out of the jam. The Mariners scored a 10-3 win over the Blue Jays for a 2-0 lead in the ALCS. Seattle will host Game 3 tomorrow. You can listen to and follow the Fox Sports podcast at foxsports.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And since we heard about the Dodgers and Brewers there, they've got a game tonight on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola. You can listen to them on 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, or the absolutely free ESPN Pensacola mobile app. Pre-game coverage started at 6:30, but the game gets underway at 7:08.
Discussions taking place between the city of Pensacola and the United Soccer League regarding the possibility of a soccer professional team coming to the city. If USL selects Pensacola, the city will need to determine a suitable location. I kind of find this a little humorous here. Mayor Reeves has identified potential sites, but will not disclose them at this time. Holding his cards.
And we got three college football games on the schedule tonight. That's right. We've made it to that point in the season, folks. Tuesday night football games. Kicking off week 8 for us. New Mexico State taking on Liberty in a Conference USA matchup. That game got underway at 6 o'clock. In a Sun Belt contest, South Alabama will host Arkansas State at 6:30. That game should just now be getting underway. And FIU facing off against Western Kentucky at 7.
Okay, let's not forget about big weekend coming up here. The 18th annual Bud Light Charity Challenge Tennis Tournament, presented by Pensacola Sports, returning to the Roger Scott Tennis Complex this weekend. Always a big, big deal. As a matter of fact, we're going to get somebody on this week from Pensacola Sports and talk about that tournament.
Oh, wow, nice. And then just lastly here as an afterthought, I told you that Liberty-New Mexico State game got underway at the top of this hour. Well, early in the second quarter, Liberty leads the Aggies 3-0.
Here's today's health news.
The link between quality of sleep and your last ex post is getting some eyebrows raised here today. I think, what? Lisa Brady explains.
This is House Call for Health. When you tweet may affect your sleep. People who post on X late at night report lower well-being compared to those who post on the app during the day. Researchers at the University of Bristol in England, looking at data from more than 300 adults who shared access to their X accounts and filled out a mental health questionnaire. Analysts found that participants who posted on X between 11 at night and 5 in the morning scored around 4 to 8 points lower on well-being compared to daytime users. Anxiety scores were predicted to be around 1 to 2 points higher for night owl X posters. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And more than 150 unvaccinated South Carolina children have been placed under quarantine following exposure to measles. The children from two schools in Spartanburg will miss class for 21 days, the period of potential transmission. South Carolina is the latest state to experience a measles outbreak this year, and cases across the U.S. have reached the highest level in 30 years.
OpenAI is working with psychological researchers and mental health experts to advise on AI safety measures. Something really coming out today that we want to talk about. Christian Goodwin has more.
OpenAI revealing it's assembled an 8-person expert council on well-being and AI to help guide its work to build more helpful experiences, noting experts have decades of experience studying how technology affects emotions, motivation, and mental health. CEO Sam Altman posting on X, "We made ChatGPT pretty restrictive," adding, "Now that we have been able to mitigate the serious mental health issues and have new tools, we are going to be able to safely relax the restrictions in most cases," noting a new version of ChatGPT will soon debut. And in December, it will roll out age gating more fully. The announcement comes as OpenAI faces a lawsuit alleging ChatGPT encouraged a California teen to commit suicide and amid ongoing calls to improve child safety. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
644 News Radio 92.3. If you're struggling with depression, this month's time to open up.
This is House Call for Health. October is National Depression and Health Screening Month. The Blue Cross Blue Shield of Rhode Island says major depression is one of the most common mental health disorders. Many factors can affect anyone when it comes to depression, but it can present itself differently across individuals. That's why the group says screenings should be a routine part of healthcare. The Cleveland Clinic says you can't always prevent depression, but there are ways to help reduce your risk, like maintaining a healthy sleep routine, managing depression with healthy coping mechanisms, and practicing regular self-care activities like exercise, meditation, and yoga. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
645 on News Radio 92.3, Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together. All right, what's going on now? It's much better now than it was last hour.
Oh, indeed it is. It was a very eventful afternoon/evening on the roads, but I'm very happy to report that there's nothing going on them right now. So if you're dealing with backups, wherever you may be, they should not hold you up for too long. Thank you for staying safe out there, and be sure to continue to do so on your way home this evening if you're on the roads. As for your weather, 79 degrees, going to be a low of 65 tonight. It was sunny, mostly clear, beautiful weather today, and that's how it's been for a while. Well, it's going to continue to be that way throughout the rest of your work week, maybe until Saturday, maybe Saturday night. We got some slight rainfall chances coming in, but for tomorrow, your high sitting only at around 85.
Conditions improving in the Northeast while rain and snow coming to parts of the West. Janice Dean is on News Radio 92.3.
The coastal storm that brought very strong winds, heavy rain, and flooding is moving eastward away from the U.S. by this evening, bringing much improved weather to the area on Wednesday. A storm system moving into California is bringing heavy rain and mountain snow for the Sierra Range and sections of the Northern Rockies. Flash flooding is likely for the burn areas. Showers and thunderstorms will also move into the Southwest and the Southern Rockies. Fox Weather has all of the details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Support for Windows 10 into today. Sue Guzman has the report for you.
4 years after Windows 11 debuted, Microsoft is officially phasing out support for Windows 10. Windows 11 has had poor adoption since it was rolled out, with an estimated 41% of users sticking with the previous operating system. But starting today, Microsoft is no longer providing security patches for Windows 10 or technical assistance, making it more vulnerable to hackers and viruses. For those continuing to use Windows 10, they can stay secure without having to buy a new computer by using Microsoft Defender Antivirus, which will receive updates until 2028, or they can use Microsoft Rewards points to keep their Windows 10 system covered. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Goldman Sachs says today that they beat estimates for its third quarter on the backs of stronger-than-expected investment banking and fixed income trading. The company reports profits surged by 37% up to $4.1 billion. Revenue also rose by 20%. Aura announcing today that it's raised over $900 million in a new funding round, bringing the company's valuation to $11 billion. The Finnish company has raised approximately $1.5 billion, according to a company release. The maker of Ring cameras announced in September it sold over 5.5 million Aura rings since the company launched in 2015. On Wall Street, stocks were mixed today, with the Dow up more than 200 points, the S&P 500 off slightly by 10, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ tumbled by more than 170. Crude oil futures for November currently under $59 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Well, Amazon plans to hire several little Santa helpers, is the way they're framing this, ahead of the busy holiday shopping season. 69 days until Christmas. I thought I would just point that out to you. You started your shopping yet? Tom Graham, explain.
Man, you didn't even give me a chance.
Oh, okay, let me frame it here. 69 days until Christmas. You started your shopping yet?
No.
Well, we could have gone around that one easy.
Yeah, my bad. Here's Tom Graham.
There are just over 70 days till Christmas, and that means Americans will be making sure there are plenty of presents under the tree ahead of the big day. Reindeer aside, Amazon is gearing up to deliver the bulk of those gifts. And that means extra elf power for its fulfillment centers and delivery network. The online commerce giant is hiring full-time, part-time, and seasonal roles, with positions being posted weekly through December. Amazon touted that regular full and part-time employees earn an average of $23 per hour with benefits. Tom Graham, Fox News.
And the person who won half of a $1.8 billion Powerball jackpot in Texas is staying anonymous. That ticket was bought in the hill country town of Fredericksburg. The Texas Lottery says the player picked the cash option, meaning they're pocketing a little over $410 million before taxes. A statement was released on the winner's behalf saying that they plan to enjoy and share the winnings with friends and those who serve their community.
Well, the government shutdown continues, but the Homeland Security Secretary says members of the Coast Guard, they're going to get paid. Mm. A lot of folks confused about this one. Here's Tanya J. Powers.
Most federal workers are not getting paid while the government shutdown continues, but Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says her department has found an innovative way to pay Coast Guard service members. DHS, which oversees the Coast Guard, has not explained where the funding would come from. The White House Office of Management and Budget says it plans to use research and development funds to pay military service members. Last week, the administration started laying off thousands of federal workers across seven departments. According to a Justice Department filing, 176 of those were DHS employees. The layoffs are being challenged in court. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Google's Frightgeist is keeping tabs on the most popular Halloween costumes in the nation. The site uses search data from Google Trends to determine which costumes are coming up most often in a given city. Nationally, the top five most popular costumes for this year are all from K-pop demon hunters. Labubu, the highly sought-after collectible dolls, also rank high for popular costumes for kids and dogs and overall decor.
Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell delivered remarks at the 67th annual meeting of the National Association for Business Economics in Philadelphia. Today, Powell briefly spoke about the unemployment rate.
While the unemployment rate remained low through August, payroll gains have slowed sharply, likely in part due to a decline in labor force growth due to lower immigration and lower labor force participation. In this less dynamic and somewhat softer labor market, the downside risks to employment appear to have risen.
Oracle and AMD expanding their artificial intelligence partnership. Exciting news here. CJ Papa breaks it down for you.
Oracle says it will deploy tens of thousands of AMD's most advanced AI chips next year. The two companies announcing 50,000 of AMD's MI450 processors will be deployed in the third quarter of 2026, with more slated for 2027 and beyond. They say the move is necessary as next-generation AI models are poised to outgrow the limits of the current AI infrastructure. The so-called AI supercluster is a massive interconnected group of high-performance computers designed to work together as a single system. CJ Papa, Fox News.
6:52 on the dot here. We will take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. When we return in just a couple minutes, we'll get one final check of your roads and weather for you this evening. Should be pretty easy going on both fronts. We'll also get you some pop culture notes and some more frivolous headlines for you to ease you into this Tuesday night right here on News Radio 92.3.
Fall into kindness. Waterfront Thrift is calling on you to donate your gently loved clothes, furniture, home decor, and household items. When you give, you're not just decluttering. Your donations help provide hope and critical support for homeless men and women at Waterfront Mission. Drop off your items at any Waterfront Thrift store Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. or schedule a free donation pickup online. Learn more at waterfrontthrift.org. Together, we can make this season a little brighter for those in need.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the FHSAA and the Florida Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other show. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Call Jeff Wayne to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola right now.
Five away from 7 o'clock, Prince. The Purple Magic. Really is. Good track there. Good track, Austin. Okay, Austin Price is in. Looking at the weather and traffic together this afternoon.
Thank you, sir. Luckily, not too much going on the roads from what I can see. Very relieved to be able to say that after the first couple hours we had this afternoon. If you're dealing with backups, whoever you may be, they should not hold you up for too long. Thank you for staying safe out there. Please continue to do so. As for your weather, 79 degrees, low of 65 tonight. Sunny, mostly clear is what it's been for the past several days. That's what it's going to be for the rest of your work week, with tomorrow's high being 85. Maybe, just maybe, have some slight rainfall chances starting to peer in on your Saturday night.
Here's today's pop culture news.
President Trump says the U.S. military struck another boat off the coast of Venezuela, killing six narco-terrorists. Jillian Turner is at the State Department this afternoon with the details.
This is the fifth such strike in recent weeks. They have killed now a total of more than 20 people in international waters. The president made this announcement via Truth Social with a social media post. He says no Americans were hurt, but that six men who he calls narco traffickers were killed. He says the Secretary of War ordered this strike at his direction. He says, quote, intelligence confirmed the vessel was trafficking narcotics, was associated with illicit narco terrorist networks, and was transiting along a known DTO route. He then accused Venezuela's regime at the White House of intentionally flooding the U.S. with criminal aliens.
R&B star D'Angelo has passed away at the age of 51. His family confirmed his death in a statement and said he died after a battle with cancer. He's known for hits like How Does It Feel, along with Brown Sugar and Lady. He won 4 Grammy Awards over the course of his career.
New documentary on Jane Goodall is in the works. Michelle Polino's all over the story for us.
Jane Goodall's final years will be the focus of a new documentary titled Just Me, Jane. The film features footage captured during the 3 years before Goodall's death, October 1st, at the age of 91. The film is directed by Richard Ladconi, who was friends with Goodall for 15 years. He said of the film, "Jane wasn't just my mentor, she was my guiding star," adding that her teachings shaped his approach to filmmaking. Leonardo DiCaprio is attached as producer, paying tribute to Goodall. DiCaprio said she devoted her life to protecting our planet and giving a voice to the wild animals and ecosystems they inhabit. Just Me, Jane is currently in post-production and slated for completion in June of 2026. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Some of the biggest names in alternative rock will play next year's iHeartRadio Alter Ego Festival. Green Day is headlining the January 17th event at the Kia Forum in Los Angeles. They'll be joined by 21 Pilots, Cage the Elephant, and Sublime. Also taking the stage will be Good Charlotte, who will be performing their first LA show in a decade, among others, and a ticket presale for Capital One cardholders set for October 21st, followed by a public on sale on October 24th.
6:58, couple of minutes away from 7, News Radio 92.3, a massive victory for the grower of a giant pumpkin who took the grand prize at a famous competition in California. Austin and I saw this pumpkin.
Yeah.
It was amazing, the size of this thing. John Saucier carves this one up.
It was the 52nd World Championship Pumpkin Way off in Half Moon Bay, just south of San Francisco. For the winning weight, let's go to the tape.
Let's see how much it weighs. 2, 3, 4, 6.
That's officially a 2,346-pound pumpkin grown by Brandon Dawson of Santa Rosa, California. He's actually an electric vehicle engineer who says he's been growing these giant gourds for 5 years and even got some help from his kids. If you think children grow fast, these pumpkins can increase in size by 50 to 70 pounds per day as they grow. Dawson's wallet grew a little bit, too, as he took home a $20,000 prize. John Saucier, Fox News.
Well, a movie theater chain is bringing back two movies to the big screen in honor of its leading lady who recently passed away. Michelle Polino is back with more.
AMC Theaters is bringing Annie Hall and Something's Gotta Give back to 100 cinemas across the U.S. in a tribute to the late Diane Keaton, who died Saturday at her Los Angeles home at the age of 79.
You play very well.
Oh, yeah? So do you.
Annie Hall, released in 1977, cemented Keaton's status as a cinematic icon and earned her an Oscar for Best Actress. The film grossed $38.3 million. Keaton was nominated for 3 more Oscars, including for Nancy Meyers' Something's Gotta Give, co-starring Jack Nicholson and Keanu Reeves. The 2003 rom-com was a global hit, grossing $266.7 million worldwide, her highest-earning film in a leading role. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Okay, that wraps it for Austin Price and myself, Chris Bryan. We'll be back tomorrow at 4 on News Radio 92.3. Have a great evening, everybody.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.